कामस्तु यजेत ब्रह्मण पतिम् इन्द्रम् इन्द्रिय कामस्तु प्रजा काम प्रजापति ब्रह्मवर्चस कामस्तु ब्रह्मवर्चस कामस्तु यजेत ब्रह्मण पतिम् यजेत ब्रह्मण पतिम् इन्द्रम् इन्द्रिय कामस्तु इन्द्रम् इन्द्रिय कामस्तु प्रजा काम प्रजापति प्रजा काम प्रजापति ब्रह्मवर्चस कामस्तु यजेत ब्रह्मण पतिम् इन्द्रम् इन्द्रिय कामस्तु प्रजा काम प्रजापति
वैष्णवी स्प्ली Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
One who desires to be absorbed in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti effulgence should worship the master of the Vedas, Lord Brahma, or Brihaspati, the learned priest. One who desires powerful sex life should worship the heavenly king Indra. And one who desires good progeny should worship the great progenitors, called the Prajapatis. One who desires good fortune should worship Durga Devi, the superintendent of the material world. One desiring to be very powerful should worship fire. And one who aspires only after money should worship the Vasus. One should worship the Rudra incarnation of Lord Shiva if he wants to be a great hero. One who wants a great stock of grains should worship Aditi. One who desires to attain the heavenly planets should worship the sons of Aditi. One who desires the worldly kingdom should worship Vishwadeva. And one who wants to be popular with general mass of population should worship the Sadhya demigod. One who desires a long span of life should worship the demigods known as the Ashwini Kumaras. And a person desiring a strongly built body should worship the earth. One who desires stability in his post should worship the horizon and the earth combined. One who desires to be beautiful should worship the beautiful residence of the Gandharva planet. And one who desires a good wife. should worship the Apsaras and the Urvashi society girls of the heavenly kingdom. Some are even saying Hari Bol to that. One who desires domination over others should worship Lord Brahma, the head of the universe. One who desires tangible fame should worship the personality of Godhead. And one who desires good bank balance. Very beautiful verse. should worship the demigod Varuna. One who desires to be greatly learned man should worship Lord Shiva. And if one desires good marital relation, he should worship the chaste goddess Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
There are different modes of worship for different persons desiring success in particular subjects. the conditioned soul living within the purview of the material world cannot be an expert in every type of materially enjoyable asset. But one can have considerable influence over a particular matter by worshipping a particular demigod, as mentioned above. Ravana was made a powerful man by worshipping Lord Shiva. And he used to offer severed heads to please Lord Shiva. He became so powerful by the grace of Lord Shiva that all the demigods were afraid of him. Until he at last challenged the personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan Ki, and thus ruined himself. In other words, all such persons who aspire after gaining some or the other material objects of enjoyment or gross materialistic persons are on the whole less intelligent, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 20. It is said there that those who are bereft of all good sense, or those whose intelligence is withdrawn by the deluding energy of Maya, aspire to achieve all sorts of material enjoyment in life by pleasing various demigods, or by advancing in material civilization under the heading of scientific progress. The real problem of life in the material world is to solve the question of birth, death, old age and disease. No one wants to change his birthright. No one wants to meet death. No one wants to be old or invalid. And no one wants diseases. But these problems are solved neither by the grace of any demigod nor by so-called advancement of material science. In the Bhagavad Gita, as well as in Srimad Bhagavatam, such less intelligent persons have been described as devoid of all good sense. Srila Shukadeva Goswami has said, out of 8.4 million species of living entities, the human form of life is rare and valuable. And out of those rare human beings, those who are conscious of the material problems are rarer still. And still more rare persons are those who are conscious of the value of Srimad Bhagavatam, which contains the messages of the Lord and His pure devotees. Death is inevitable for everyone, intelligent or foolish. But Parikshit Maharaj has been addressed by the Goswami as Manishi, or the man of highly developed mind, because at the time of death, he left all material enjoyment and completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord by hearing His messages from the right person, Srila Shukadeva Goswami. But aspirations for material enjoyment by endeavoring persons are condemned. Such aspirations are something like the intoxication of the degraded human society. Intelligent persons should try to avoid these aspirations and instead seek the permanent life by returning home back to Godhead. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is the sound audible? Okay. Even for Mataji's at the back? Okay, okay. Thank you. By the insurmountable instruction of His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, which I tried my best to avoid, I am here in the presence of so many wonderful Vaishnavas with a mood to serve all of you this morning. I don't know what will come out of my unholy mouth. I don't know what I am going to speak. I don't know how many mistakes I am going to make from a scriptural perspective, from an ethical perspective, from a Vaishnava perspective, from a linguistic grammatical perspective. Brahma pramada vipralipsa karana patav arsha vidnya vakya nahi dosha esav. Chaitanya Charitamrita has described conditioned soul means he will make mistakes. So to err is human, but to forgive is divine. So I am starting by begging at all of your lotus feet, each one of you individually, and all of you put together collectively, I beg at your lotus feet, please bless me. May the right words come at the right time, in the right mood of service. And whatever mistakes come out of my mouth, please forgive me. I feel very scared sitting here. We'll talk about that in a bit. But before that, please bless me. Please protect me. Please make sure on the power of your prayers and blessings, may this discussion give pleasure to our Shri Radha Gopinath. Vancha Kalpataru. This Vyasasan has nourished me for years. His Holiness Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, sitting here on this auspicious Vyaspit Vyasasan, like a mother has nourished all of us as babies with the breast milk of his Harikatha for years. Today, I feel like I am sitting on the lap of that mother. I remember when I had gone to America and I was all by myself. I had no money and no family, no friends. The closest temple was 2.5 hours away. From my place, I had to take multiple modes of transport. Take a bus and then walk. So that bus goes 1.5 hours, then get down from there, then walk, then take 2 trains, then walk and reach the temple. During those days, I would go to the temple only once a month because I didn't have the money to go and it was very difficult. The place where I used to live, it used to snow so much and the sun would set at 2:30 in the afternoon. So gloomy, inside and out. And I shared my apartment with 4 other people, all of whom who ate meat. And so much so that the fridge used to be filled with pork and chicken and whatnot. And when it was my turn to clean the kitchen, I used to see all obnoxious things on the floor and just pick them up, put them in the trash can and mop the whole place. When I had no association, no devotee to meet, nowhere to go, no friend, I would put on Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj's class. And for hours and for years, it kept me going. But there was one thing. You can chant japa alone. You can hear Harikatha alone. But what about kirtan? You need devotees, right? You need devotees. You need that association where you can sing and dance. So I missed that. So I would switch on Maharaj's kirtan. Of course, Maharaj has thousands and thousands of kirtan. But my personal favorite has been the 2004 Vrindavan Yatra series, where Maharaj did kirtan at Man Mandir. Ecstatic kirtan. For those who haven't watched it, please, that's the homework even before the class begins. I would close my door, close all windows and put the curtain in my little room. And on my laptop, put that kirtan on full screen, play that kirtan and dance alone. And I would think I am in Man Mandir with Maharaj in the yatra with devotees. And as Maharaj's kirtan would peak up, and since the doors were closed and the windows were closed and the curtains were put, nobody to judge, nobody to see, I would feel as if I am part of that association and I would sing and dance thinking that nobody is watching. But why I am saying this is that imagination of mine today has become reality. And when I had the good fortune of meeting Srila Radhanath Maharaj, I told Maharaj that, Maharaj, when I sit at your lotus feet, I feel I am sitting with my Guru Maharaj. I am sitting with Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj. I don't feel like leaving you. Because it was a line where one after another you have to take darshan and leave. And I just stood there. And I offered my obeisance and I said, I don't feel like leaving. Maharaj said, you don't have to leave. And when I said about my Guru Maharaj, I said, I feel like when I'm sitting with you, I feel like I'm sitting with my Guru Maharaj. At that time, Srila Radhanath Maharaj told me, he said, back in 2007, 2008, when Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj gave classes in Hindi, in public pandal, Maharaj Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, I would go and meet your Guru Maharaj. And then Maharaj said, I feel the whole world should learn Hindi to hear the classes of Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj. So I looked at Maharaj and I said, Maharaj, I feel the reason my parents put me in an English medium school was so that I could hear your English classes. And when I said, Maharaj, when I sit with you, I feel like I'm sitting with my Guru Maharaj and I don't feel like leaving you. Maharaj said something so profound, which went into my heart and I prayed to the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath, I never forget. Look at the gravity and the depth of this one sentence. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, So my point was, Maharaj, I want to be with you forever. I don't feel like leaving you. To which Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, my eternal aspiration is to be a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj. If your aspiration is also the same, you and I can be together forever. There was expression of extreme humility. At the same time, there was an expression of connecting the disciple to the guru. At the same time, there was an expression of future hope of always being together. All of that in one sentence. So why I am saying this is, I don't know if I will be able to come here ever again. I don't know. But today, prathamam tu gurum pujyam anyatha nishphala bhavet. Hari Bhakti Vilas describes, if you don't express gratitude to Guru, then Krishna is not even listening to the glorification that we offer. So sitting here, it will be ungrateful of me. It will be incomplete and completely against Vaishnava culture if I don't express my gratitude and don't offer my Shraddha Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj before I attempt to speak something in the presence of his Ishtadev, Shri Radha Gopinath. So, in today's verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains how we should take shelter of Krishna. The verse mentions that for any material aspiration that we may have, we should worship the demigods. But Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he clarifies that ultimately, devotee doesn't want anything material. It is like going to the prisoner in the prison house and saying, today is Independence Day. Ask for a benediction and I'll give you. And the prisoner says, really? Whatever I ask, you will give me? Yes. Whatever you ask, I will give you. And the prisoner says, one extra soap, please. Mahine mein ek hi soap milta, aap do kara dijiye. Please make it two. So the jailer says, so be it. Next prisoner. Today is Independence Day. Ask for whatever you want. Ek blanket de do na. Just give me an extra blanket. Oh, sure. Take it. Third person. Ask for whatever you want. Whatever I want? Yes, whatever you want. Today is Independence Day. Ask for what you want and I'll give you. Whatever I want? Yes, whatever you want.
free me from this jail.
Isn't that the most intelligent thing?
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada is explaining that in the purport. That we are all like prisoners begging the demigods for extra soap and extra blanket, extending our material stay. But mukti pradata sarvesham vishnu revana samshayah. The only person who can free us from this material existence and engage us completely in the service of his lotus feet is Sri Hari himself. So Srila Prabhupada has written in the purport, it is our duty to take complete shelter of Krishna and only beg for one thing, his eternal service and nothing else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the celebrated Shikshashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. This na in Sanskrit could have been just used at the start of the sentence and just say, na dhanam janam sundarim. And it would mean the same. But Mahaprabhu individually uses the nakar, negation. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. My Lord, please don't trap me with material attractions and allurements in this world. Like when the child cries, the mother comes and says, hey, look at this toy. Such a beautiful toy. Hey, take it, take it. And the child starts to giggle. And the mother says, theek hai. Now you sit here. And the mother goes and starts making rotis again. And again the child starts to cry. The mother comes, take it. She does this a few times. And then finally, when none of the teddy bear, none of the toys will work, the child starts to cry and yell, throwing his legs in the air. And the mother comes and says, teddy bear, the child says, this won't work this time. I want you. I am hungry. None of the teddy bear, none of the toys, none of the playthings about, none of these key-oriented toys will help. I am hungry. Oh, mother, I want you. That's when the mother gives up the kitchen and comes for the child and embraces the child. When we cry in this world, Krishna as the mother comes and gives us some material things. And we are happy. Dhanam, chamanam, sayathendriyani. Krishna gives all of that. But when that time comes, when we say, my Lord, I don't want any of these things. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I want you. Mama janmani janmani ishwari. I don't even want mukti. Mukti means what? I don't want to suffer in this world. Bhukti means I want to enjoy. And mukti means I don't want to suffer. In both sentences, it's about me. But bhakti means, my Lord, Krishna Anushilanam. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. It's not about me anymore, it's about you. Let me serve you lifetime after lifetime. Nanyam jane naiva jane na jane. Ram Raksha Stotra. That my Lord Sri Ramachandra, apart from your service, I don't want anything else. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vritrasur has chanted, Nanaka prashtham, naja paramaishtham, nasarva bhaumam, narasadipatyam, na yoga siddhi apurar bhavam va. Samanjasatva virahaya kaamshe. Here also, before every object, nakar has been used. Na, naka prashtam. Please don't give me heaven. Please don't make me an associate of Dhruva and Dhruva Loka. Na, chaparamaishtam. Don't send me to Brahma Lok and make me Vidhata. Don't make me Brahma. Kita janma ho yatha tuvadas. Bahir mukha Brahma janmi. Nahi as. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am better to become an insect in the house of a pure devotee than to become Brahma who doesn't remember the Supreme Lord. Our life is meant to get service, eternal loving service. Nothing else. Prema dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj would roar on this point. Prema dhana vina vyartha daridra jivana. He would ask devotees, are you rich? Tell me, Baba, are you rich? And the devotee would say, if they say yes, finished. If they say yes, then finished. You're rich. What type of dhana do you have? What kind of wealth do you have? And if they say no, I am not rich, I am poor, then Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj will say, Mukhe bole. Only through the tongue you're saying, it's not in the heart. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj went to UK in one house, and in the owner of the house he asked, whose house is this? Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj asked the owner of the house in the Grihastha program, whose house is this? Now if he says it is my house, so he folded his palms and he said, Maharaj, it is not my house. It is Krishna's house. Then Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, then what are you doing here? So he didn't know what to do. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, out! Get out! And he was still sitting. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, Mukhe bole. Through the tongue you're saying, it is not my house, but Sutamita Ramani Rachinta. Constantly thinking of Athagriha Kshetra Sutapta Vittai. This is sadhu. Dhridena Chitva. Through the sword of their words, they can cut our material attachments. So, Nanaka Prashtam Nachapara Naishtam Nasarva Bhavam Narasadipatyam. Vritrasura said, my lord, I don't want heaven. I don't want to become Brahma. I don't want to rule this world. I don't want to go and become like Bali Maharaj in Sutal Lok. Na yoga siddhi. I don't want to be great. Na punar bhavamva. I don't want to get liberated even. The only thing I want. Na viraha. May I never be separated from your lotus feet. This is all that I want. Kauni patitvam athava ekam akinchanatvam. Nityam dadasi bahumanam athapamanam vaikuntha vasam athava narake nivasam ha vasudeva mama nasti gatistvadanya. Sri Garbha Kaviraj Goswami, a very great Vaishnava Acharya, Rup Goswami has quoted him. He says, my lord, you have two options. You always have two options. I have only one. What are the two options? Kshauni patitvam athva ekam akinchanatvam. You can make me a king or you can make me a beggar. Two options. Nityam dadasi bahumanam. You can make me very popular in this world. Athava apamanam. Or you can make me completely criticized in this world. Vaikunthavasam. You can bring me back to your abode. Athava narake nivasam. Or you can send me down to naraka. You always have two options. But since I have surrendered to you, I have only one option. Wherever you keep me, I am ready. You have to think this or this. For me, it's very simple. Wherever you keep me, I am happy. Whatever you give me, I am happy. Whatever you take away, I am happy. Whatever you make out of me, I am happy. My Lord, ultimately, I just want one thing. Please keep me at your lotus feet. There is nothing else that I want. This is the aim of our life. To come to this point. Ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. And to the extent one aspires for this, to that extent one is blissful and peaceful in this world. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Mora putra, mora sakha, mora pranapati, ei bhave jai more kare shuddha bhakti, apanak badamane amashamahin, ei bhave ami hoy tahara adhin. Krishna has said, those who have mamata for me, possessive affection for me, like Mother Yashoda, Mora Putra. If you go and tell Mother Yashoda, do you know your son is God? She will say, he is not a joint account. Because God is God for everyone. Aapke Bhagwan bhi, inke Bhagwan sab ek hi hai na? Sabka adhikar hai Bhagwan mein. So if someone says, Krishna is God, Mother Yashoda would immediately cut the point by saying, don't make my Krishna a joint account. He is a personal account. Mora Putra. Mora Sakha. You go to the friends of Krishna. And you say, do you know your friend is God? The friend will laugh. God? Wow, God. This is what they will wait and look at the other friends. What is that person's name? The Charmukhwale Ayathe. Brahma, Brahma. Ah, this is what Brahmaji also came and said. That you are God. We were laughing at a distance. What kind of God steals from others' house? Eats dirt. Eats with his left hand. Speaks lies. Cries. Hides. Feels hungry. Feels thirsty. Gets angry. Starts jumping on others' back. Cheats. When it is time for hide and seek, when he has to hide, he's very happy. But when time comes for others to hide and he has to find them, he runs home. So what kind of God is that? Mora Sakha. He's my friend. That I agree. So Mora Putra, Mora Sakha, Mora Pranapati. Like how Srimati Radharani has mood. Madhuri Rati. So, Mora Putra, Mora Sakha, Mora Pranapati, Ei Bhave, Jai More Kare Shuddha Bhakti. In this mood, those who have affection, Krishna is saying, and those who serve me with unadulterated devotion, no other intention. Apana ke bada mana, ama samaheen. Sometimes they consider themselves higher and me lower, like Mother Yashoda. She always considers Krishna to be lower and she is the mother. She will never pray to Krishna, you please protect me. She will tell Krishna, if I don't protect you, what will happen to you? You're not eating on time, this is why you're becoming very thin. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, as Krishna was growing up, he became so plump that on both sides of his hips, he had three lines. Three flaps of skin, folded, because of all the rasgullas and gulab jamuns. And Srila Prabhupada writes, those three lines are called Trivali. Trivali, three lines. And Krishna would walk like this. And Mother Yashoda would still look at Krishna and say, you have become so thin. You are not eating properly. Apana ke bada mana ama samaheen. Ei bhave ami hoy tahar adhin. Krishna has said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when this is the mood of a devotee, selfless love, only thinking of Krishna's service, attachment to the service at the lotus feet of Krishna, expecting nothing in return. Krishna says, by this I am bound. By nothing else. What is the position of Mother Yashoda's love? Srila Prabhupada writes in Canto 10, Chapter 9, Text 3, purport, that anyone who wants to approach Krishna in Vatsalya Rati, the mood of parental love, they must pray and remember Mother Yashoda. Kshaumam vasa prithukati tate bibrati sutra naddham putrasneha snuta kucha yuga jatakam pamcha supruhu rajvakarsha shrama bhuja chalat kankanam kundalecha Svinnam vaktram kavara vigalan malati nirmamantha. Srila Shukadeva Goswami describes Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna. Chaumam vasaha prithukati tate bhibrati sutranandham. Describe that Mother Yashoda on the day of Diwali, the day when Damodar Leela took place. Chaumam vasaha. She dressed herself in saffron cloth. Saffron colored sari, representing complete dedication. Chaumam vasaha prithukatitate bibrati sutranadham. And it is described Mother Yashoda had a belt around her waist. Acharyas describe, unless you're practicing yourself, how can you bind somebody else? So Mother Yashoda first had belt around her own navel. Jaise Hindi mein kehte, kamar kaske seva karna. So Mother Yashoda had a belt around her waist. And because Janma Sarthaka Kori, now she can do that for Krishna also. Chaumam vasaha prithukatitate bibrati sutranadham putra sneha snuta kucha yugam jata kampam cha subruhu. Mother Yashoda is bringing so much milk and trying to make butter. Mother Yashoda was thinking, I am not making butter for Krishna. This is why he is going everywhere and eating. So I will make butter myself. And she's collecting milk from so many Padmagandha cows. Acharya's right. The milk in the body of Mother Yashoda from her heart started telling Mother Yashoda, why go outside when charity begins at home? Motherly love is like a waterfall, like a fountain coming from the heart of Mother Yashoda in the form of her breast milk. And that milk said, have you forgotten us? Now seeing this, that milk started boiling. So now both milk are boiling. One milk of the heart in the body of Mother Yashoda is thinking, you're going outside and getting the milk from the cows. What about us? Hamara to jivani vifal. We are living only so that we can get into Krishna's mouth. And now to feed Krishna, you're going around and getting milk from other cows. What about us? Thinking like this, the milk from the heart started coming out. But seeing this, now that milk will go into Krishna's mouth. The milk on the stove started saying, hum yaha jal jal ke tapasya kar rahe. Hum jal jal ke yaha tapasya kar rahe aur phir bhi we cannot enter Krishna's mouth. Hamara to jeevan hi dhikkar hai. Our life is wasted. Thinking like this, they were overboiling and jumping into fire. Hum to atmahatya karenge. So amidst all this, the acharyas say, Rajvakarsha Shramabhuja Chalat Kankanam Kundalecha. Mother Yashoda is pulling the ropes. Pulling the ropes. And she is doing kirtan. Yani yani ha gitani tadbala charitani cha dadhi nirmantane kale smaranti tanya gayata. She is making up Brajbhasha songs glorifying Krishna. Not Purusha Sukta, Sri Sukta from the Vedas. Mother Yashoda is making up songs. And she's calling out to Krishna, not literally calling out, but from her heart she's making up songs and she's singing with so much affection. Karmana manasa vacha. Mind is thinking of Krishna, the tongue is singing Krishna's glories and the hands are performing seva. This is perfect. This is BMW. From body, from mind, and through words. Perfect BMW. She's offering her BMW in the service of Krishna. Everybody, Krishna has given all of us BMWs in this way. So we can use that. So as Mother Yashoda is churning, it is described, her bangles have become the kartal. And the movement of the rod has become the tal on the mridanga. So the movement of the rod has become the mridanga beat. And the kartals are being played by the bangles. So Mother Yashoda is singing and playing the kartal and also the mridanga and Sundar Kirtan is going on. Very beautiful. And Krishna has said, Naham Asami Vaikunthe. Yogina Mrida Yeshua Yatra Gayanti Madbhaktaha Tatratishthami Narada. I don't live in the hearts of the yogis, nor do I live in Vaikuntha, but where my pure devotees sing my glories, I give up my sleep and go there. So Yoga Nidra, Vishnu, Krishna is sleeping in the next bedroom. He gives up his Yoga Nidra. But there is a problem. He's scared of getting down the bed. The size, the height of the bed is so much, Krishna's legs are only so much. How to get down now? I want to go to Mother Yashoda, but the height is too much. So Krishna flips on his belly and wriggles backwards. On his belly and now he wriggles backwards. And now he's trying to touch the ground with his leg. And as soon as the leg touched the ground, God, even if he tries, he can't have a fall down. Krishna runs to Mother Yashoda. And at that time the acharyas describe, in this meeting of Mother Yashoda and Krishna, Svinnam Vaktram, Mother Yashoda's forehead is full of perspiration, sweat drops. What does that mean? Our acharyas explain. Mother Yashoda's hair is like the black cloud. And wherever there is cloud, there must be rain. So these sweat drops are very beautiful, drizzling rain from the cloud of the blackish curls of the hair of Mother Yashoda. At the same time, Mother Yashoda's face is like a lotus flower. And wherever there is lotus flower, there must be dewdrops. There must be dewdrops, early morning dewdrops on the lotus petals. So Mother Yashoda's face is like a lotus flower. And these are beautiful dewdrops decorating the lotus of her face. Or we can say, getting decorated by the lotus of her face. Another interpretation given is, today is the day of Diwali, when the Leela takes place. It's the day of Diwali. And everyone is coming out of their house and placing lamps and decorating very beautiful, wonderful doorsteps. But Mother Yashoda has given up the lamp and she's busy serving Krishna. So this has become her courtyard. And these are lit lamps of love. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Hove prema pradipe arati tumhar. These are prema pradipa. Mother Yashoda's sweat drops are actually lamps of affection for Krishna. How much love Mother Yashoda has for Krishna? Aha. It is described, when she saw Krishna, she saw 8 lotus petals or 8 lotus flowers in the body of Krishna. Baby Krishna is born. Mother Yashoda is looking. 2 eyes are lotus. 2 palms are lotus. 2 feet are lotus. Navel is lotus. Which is the 8th lotus? The face is lotus. Mother Yashoda is playing with baby Gopal. And it is described as Mother Yashoda takes baby Gopal and embraces with so much affection to her chest. Mother Yashoda bathes Krishna with her milk. In this context, Srila Rupa Goswami writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, whenever deities are installed, there is abhishek and milk must be used to bathe the deities. And Srila Rupa Goswami describes, Bal Gopal has just appeared. So prana pratishtha has to be done now by a pure devotee. So Mother Yashoda is doing the abhishek of this deity with the milk coming from her heart. At the same time, Krishna, it's described, Krishna is being bathed in the Triveni Sangam. What is Triveni Sangam? How many rivers? 3 rivers. What are the 3 rivers? Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. What are the colors? Ganga, white. Yamuna, dark, black. And Saraswati? Kind of reddish, the tinge of red. Saraswati seen? No, invisible. But Ganga and Yamuna mixing can be seen. So it is described as Mother Yashoda embraces baby Gopal to her chest with so much affection. There is a Triveni there. Why? Because the milk from the heart of Mother Yashoda is the white Ganga. But looking at Krishna, she cries with so much affection. And the tears mix with her kajal and they flow blackish. These two mixing can be seen. But the third Saraswati mixing, Saraswati is the love from her heart, which is invisible. And that love is anurag, which is reddish in color. So our acharyas describe how much love Mother Yashoda has. Our Bhaktivigyan Maharaj was once explaining that if someone hears the pastimes of Krishna, it is possible their heart may not melt. It is possible. Because of some offenses. If they hear the pastimes of Mother Yashoda also, it is possible their heart may not melt if they have offenses. But Maharaj was explaining, if they hear the pastimes of the motherly love of Mother Yashoda and the very sweet, wonderful, affectionate glancing and the reciprocation of baby Gopal and this interaction, this reciprocation, even the hardest stone-like hearts will melt and become like butter and then this butter thief will come and steal it away. This is how our Shastras and our Acharyas describe. Mother Yashoda has been described very wonderfully. Her hair is parted and she has sindoor or kumkum. And at the same time, very wonderful ornaments. She looks very beautiful. Shastra describes Mother Yashoda is in the complexion of a bluish lotus flower, Shyamangi. And therefore, when she looked at Krishna, she said, "Look, you look like me." Because Nanda Baba is very fair. Nanda Baba is saying, "You're only speaking about Yashoda Rani, something about me too." Okay. Nanda Maharaj ki.
Yes.
So Nanda Baba has been described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also as Nanda Baba being someone who has black hair but little gray strands in the middle. And he wears the dress which is greenish like the color of a banyan leaf. And Nanda Maharaj has mustache. Like the king of Braja. He's the king of Braja. But like the king in general. He has a mustache. At the same time it is described, Nanda Maharaj also has some belly fat. Not like the IT goers, please. Post-COVID, everybody... Yahan tak screen dikhta hai. Niche kya hai pata nahi. Because in COVID, the table is up to here. So everyone is well-dressed. Nowhere to go. This is increasing. Not like that. And the Maharaj has a little belly fat. Huh? And that Krishna inherited. And it is described. Nanda Maharaj has a beard. Which when Krishna would be placed on the lap of Nanda Maharaj. And in a meeting when Nanda Maharaj is speaking to Upananda Maharaj, Sunanda Maharaj. And they're all sitting and discussing about Braja. Krishna is sitting on the lap of Nanda Maharaj. Because he's the future king. So he's sitting. Baba ke godi mein baithenge. So he's sitting on his father's lap. And he's sitting. And he's listening to he's not understanding, at least in Mugdha Leela. Being completely swarat, abhijna, he knows everything. But being Mugdha, according to the covering of Yogamaya in Vrindavan, Krishna as a baby, he's sitting. And he's just looking at who's speaking what. But when Nanda Maharaj starts speaking, he gets to know. Why? Because the beard starts to move. So he looks. And he's looking at the movement of the jaw of Nanda Maharaj. And he's holding the beard and smiling. So sweet. So sweet. How much love Nanda and Yashoda have. Therefore, Raghupati Upadhyaya said, Shrutim mitare, smritim apare, bharatam anye bhajantu bhava bhitaha, aham iha nandam vande, yasya alinde parabrahma. Those who want to get out of this world, those who are yogis, those who study the Shastra, let them worship Krishna. He said, but I worship Nanda and Yashoda, in whose courtyard Krishna learned to walk. When our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, hair stood on end and voice was choked and body was trembling and he was embracing Raghupati Upadhyay. Keep it going. Shunite shunite Prabhu Santosha Apar. Bolo bale Prabhu bale bar bar. Keep speaking. This is the glory of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Therefore you can see in the Jai Radha Madhava, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Yashoda Nandana, Vraja Jana Ranjana, O son of Yashoda Rani. If you say Krishna, he may or may not hear. But if you say that Krishna, who is the darling sweetheart child of Mother Yashoda, then Gopinath listens. Therefore, even the songs, Yashomati Nandana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur starts the song with the son of Yashoda.
Hari namatuva aneka swarupa. Hari namatuva aneka swarupa.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says,
Yashoda nandana anandavardhana nandatanaya rasakupa.
Yashoda nandana. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vibhavari Shesha.
Yashoda dulala govinda gopala.
Then sixth stanza.
Yashoda nandana anandavardhana.
Continues, parallel songs. Nikunja Rasa Vilasi. Sometimes he says Yashoda Nandana Anandavardhana in Harinamatua. Sometimes he says Yashoda Nandana Kamsani Shodana Nikunja Rasa Vilasi. But Yashoda Rani's name must be there. So much so that Srila Rupa Goswami, now this is quite exciting. Srila Rupa Goswami, while glorifying Krishna, he says, "Oh Krishna, you are the killer of Ahasur." By saying this, he is glorifying Mother Yashoda. Now you will say, what is the connection of Agasur and Mother Yashoda? You don't feel like there's a connection between the snake with the mouth open, Agasur, and Mother Yashoda. Look at the connection. Srila Rupa Goswami sings,
Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Ityaneka Swarupe Toimamarati Ruchai Vardhatam Namadheyam.
He says, oh Krishna, you are the killer of Agasur. Now the question is, not just killer of Agasur, you delivered Agasur. Correct? And not just delivered Agasur, why did you deliver Agasur? Because of connection to Putana. Brahmaji has said, Sadveshadiva Putanapi Sakulat. Brahmaji writes in Brahmastuti, O Krishna, you have so much affection for Putana just because she had Sadvesh. Please everyone chant, Sadveshad Iva Putanapi Sakulat. Brahmaji says, O Krishna, you have so much affection for Putana just because she came dressed in a Vaishnava attire. That you said, I will deliver you, I will deliver your brother Bakasur, and I will deliver your other brother Agasur also. Rupa Goswami is writing, Krishna, this is implication, this is implied. Right? Like for example, if you take this kartal, there is a hit, and then there is what is called as dhvani. Right? What is the beauty of the instrument? Is it the hit or is it the dhvani, reverberation that comes after?
Dhvani.
So verses are composed in dhvani, which means there is a hit. What Rupa Goswami is saying, those are the words. But then there are implications, the dhvani that comes out of it, meanings that the acharyas hear. This is how Shastra opens up in real life. Nayam atma pravachanena labhya, na medhayana bahuna shrutena. Aham vedmi shukho vetti vyasavetti na vetti va bhatya bhagavatam grahiyam na buddhyana chatikaya. If through vyakaran and through scholarship one can get Krishna, then just read the books and go back home back to God, right? Not so easy. Why sadhu sangha is needed? Because the verses of Shastra, they are the hit. But then because of devotion, there is dhvani in the heart of the sadhu. And the sadhu, tasmin mahan mukharita madhubhis charitram, he gives that through harikatha. So what we didn't hear by the hit of the verse, the dhvani, we hear that sadhu mukhe jani, through the lips of the sadhu. So Srila Rupa Goswami writes, he says, Agadamana Yashoda. So the implication of this is, O Krishna, you have so much love for Putana that you are ready to deliver her, make her your mother, your nurse, and not just her, deliver even her two brothers, Agasur and Bakasur. So by killing Agasur, Krishna is showering mercy to whom? Putana. But Rupa Goswami is saying, why did he shower mercy to Putana? Because the dress of Putana reminded him of Yashoda. Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno. Oh Krishna, even in your killing of Agasur, you're remembering Yashoda Rani. Because you remembered Yashoda Rani in the dress of Putana, you delivered her and gave her free gift. That free pass. Bakasur ko ek de dena, Agasur ko ek de dena. So Agasur was liberated because of Putana, but Putana was liberated because of her dress, which reminded Krishna of Mother Yashoda. This is the glory of Mother Yashoda. How amazing. Shastra describes, Mother Yashoda looks at baby Gopal. She opens Krishna's mouth. And Krishna's looking, what do you want to see? Mother Yashoda is saying, open your mouth. What do you want to see? That Jiva Goswami will say. So please chant.
Jrimbasvatata vadanam.
Parilokayami.
Dantankurastava kimun.
Mishitanaveti.
Vyadatta eva vadane.
Syadadarsha mata.
Lagnat
nijastanarasas.
Yakanani vaitam.
Srila Jiva Goswami is writing. Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, open your mouth, Lala, open your mouth. Krishna saying, open. Okay, yawn. Mukholo. Aise karo.
Jrimbasva tata vadanam.
Open your mouth. Some are already opening. No, not now. Mother Yashoda is telling Krishna. Bas rukhe the bas. Mother Yashoda is telling Krishna, Jrimbasva tata vadanam, oh little baby Gopal, open your mouth.
Parilokayami, I want to see inside.
So Krishna is saying, what do you want to see? Heart to heart talk is going on. Because Krishna can't speak. So literally heart to heart. What do you want to see? So Mother Yashoda says, Dantankurastava kimun mishitana vetti.
I want to see if some teeth have come in your mouth, in your gums.
I want to see if some teeth have developed. So Krishna says, okay. He opens.
Vyadatta eva vadanesya dadarsha mata.
When Krishna opened, Mother Yashoda looked inside. And she started counting. So many teeth. Then she realized only 3 or 4 were the actual teeth. Others were the milk drops. After breastfeeding Krishna, some drops of her milk were still in Krishna's mouth as a baby, and she thought they were teeth and she was counting, and then later she realized only 3 or 4 teeth. One here, and one here. That's it. And Krishna's smiling.
How beautiful.
It is described, Mother Yashoda would place baby Gopal on her lap, tell him sweet stories, sometimes pat his hand on Krishna's back, sometimes lift him, kiss him, embrace him, smell his head, sometimes lift him up and play with him. Sometimes it is described Mother Yashoda would also give Krishna interesting names, every day new name. What names, that has not been mentioned, but some new name every day. And sometimes as Krishna is looking at Mother Yashoda with so much love, Mother Yashoda places her palm on the head of Krishna and says, as a mother, as the queen of Vrindavan, I bless you. May you live long. It is described, sometimes Krishna as a baby would throw his feet in the air and play on by himself. And sometimes Mother Yashoda would see Krishna's fatty thighs, very thick, plump thighs, and she would smile. And sometimes she would see Krishna's wide awake, sleeping, laying down, but he's sucking his thumb. And sometimes Mother Yashoda would see Krishna hold his own toe. I'm not going to do that. Sometimes Mother Yashoda would see baby Gopal hold on to his own toe and suck it in the mouth. Now, acharyas have written,
Kararavindena Padaravindam Mukharavinde Viniveshayantam Vatasya Patrasya Puteshayanam Balam Mukundam Manasasmarami. He Krishna, He Yadava, He Saketi, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti,
Jivhe pibasva amritametadeva govindadamodharmadhaveti.
Krishna's holding the lotus of his palm. With that, he is holding the lotus of his feet and then pushing the lotus of his feet into the lotus of his mouth. And he's trying to suck and taste, but nothing is coming. He's saying, my devotees always say, lotus feet, lotus feet, lotus feet. Lotus means there must be honey. But I'm trying to taste the lotus of my feet and there is nothing sweet. To that, the acharya is right. Oh Krishna, if the petals of the lotus want to taste the nectar in the middle, it's not possible. If you want to know how much nectar is there in the whirl of the lotus of your feet, don't test it through the petals. Ask the bumblebees. Ask the bumblebees. We will tell you. Actually, Srila Sridhar Swami, the original commentator, he says Krishna himself is a bumblebee. Here we are saying devotees are bumblebee. He says Krishna is the bumblebee. And in connection to that context, a verse has been written in that line. Kashto yadyati vidyate vanacharen ugrena bhringena vai tenai vatrna chidhyatem bhujapalasha sidhumattalina itya swadhya viguda tattva matulam balyepi yenoditam tam damodara bhringa bhupa manisham vande yashodasutam. And the explanation is, when a forest bumblebee, a honeybee, is really agitated, how many of us want to go, please raise your hand, how many of us want to go and touch a honeycomb?
Prabhu, aap karna hai, kar lo, hum nahi karenge. Isme akela chalega, hum kirtan nahi karenge aapke saath, aap japa kar lo.
You do it alone, I'm not going to support you on that, right? So how many of us want to go and agitate a honeybee? Nobody. Nobody.
It is said, kashto yadyati vidyate vanacharen ugrena bringena vai. When the honeybee is agitated, it can even break through wood.
You give kashta, wood, it can cut and make a hole through it when it's agitated.
But that same honeybee, tenai vatra na chidhyate ambuja palasha sidhu mattalina.
Let it land on the central wall of a lotus flower. Let that honeybee drink the nectar of that lotus flower. Then when the sun sets, the lotus petals will close. And this honeybee has two options. Either fly away and save your life, but that means give up the honey. Or continue to drink the honey and who cares about being alive?
The honeybee continues to drink the honey. In the central part of the lotus flower, the petals close. And it is now so intoxicated drinking that honey. It, when angry, can cut through wood. But now when intoxicated, it can't even cut through the soft petals of the lotus flower. Itti aswadya viguda tattvam atulam balye piyenoditam. Krishna taught this principle to the whole world in his childhood. Why? Because he's a bumblebee, when he's angry, he can cut through any wood. Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasur, Agasur, Bhakasur, Denukasur, Arishtasur, any wood. But when he lands on the lotus flower of Mother Yashoda's heart and starts drinking the honey of Vatsalya Ras, he becomes so intoxicated that the petals of the rope during Damodar Leela go around his belly, and he who can cut through the wood of Putana and Akasur and Pakasur now can't even cut those ropes which are like petals because he's intoxicated with the Vatsalya Ras honey from the lotus flower of Mother Yashoda.
Tam damodara bhringa bhupa manisham vande Yashoda sutam. We bow down to that son of Mother Yashoda, who is the king of honeybees, who has taught this principle to the whole world. When Mother Yashoda was training baby Gopal, Please chant beautiful verse.
Kva vaktram kva shrotram. Kva tava drigiti.
Snegda muditaha.
Purandri vistanyang.
Guliki salayena.
Dhigamayan. Kvadantatipyuktaha.
Karakamalamadhaya.
Vadane. Smitenaivotpanna.
Mamanata iti.
Vyaktamavadat.
Acharyas have composed that Mother Yashoda would teach Krishna a few things. And then all the motherly gopis would come and test how much Krishna has learnt. So they would come and ask Krishna.
Kvavaktram.
Kvavaktram means, Krishna, where is your face? So what does Krishna do? Anguli kisalayena adhigamayan. With soft petal-like fingers, he points. Kvavaktram, Lala Krishna, Nanda Gopal, Kvavaktram. Kvashrotram, where are your ears? Krishna says. Kvatavadrik, where are your eyes? Then they tell Krishna, now very tough question. Kvanasika? Where is your nose? Krishna says. So simple. This is a, now this is a real tough question, Krishna. Kvadanta? Where are your teeth? Now Krishna has no teeth. Only in the mouth. In the mouth there are only three teeth. Kvadanta? Where are your teeth? Iti uktaha, when asked, kara kamalam adhaya vadane, smite naivotpanna mama na iti, vyaktam avadat. Krishna smiled. And he said, mama na te, mere daat aaye nahi. Which means I don't have teeth. Smite naiva utpanna. They have not come in my mouth yet. As soon as Krishna said like this, Mother Yashoda picked him up. Good boy. It is described, Mother Yashoda has so much love for Krishna that when she embraces Krishna, Srila Rupa Goswami writes, it is the mixture of three things. By the way, this world is quite an interesting world. Very, very interesting. There is heat everywhere. There is heat outside because of temperature. There is heat in the mind because of anger. There's heat because of envy. There's heat in the throat because of singing and speaking too much. There's heat in the stomach. Prabhuji, aap finish karo tabhi to wo bharenge hum. Kab se aap bol rahe hain? Let that fire be extinguished. You finish quickly, then we'll have prasadam. So there is fire here, there is fire here, there is fire here. There is fire outside. There is also fire in relationships because of criticizing each other, finding faults. There is fire of lust burning in the heart. So it has to be put down. It has to be extinguished. So you have to use something cooling. So the question is asked, what is that cool? Cooling, rejuvenating, refreshing coolant that can be used to put this fire out. So Shastra says, Chandanam Sheetalam Loke.
Chandanam Sheetalam Loke.
Chandanat Api Chandrama.
Chandanat Api Chandrama.
Chandra Chandana Yor Madhye.
Chandra Chandana Yor Madhye.
Now the fourth line will come.
Chandanam Sheetalam Loke. In this world, the most cooling thing is Chandan. But Chandanadapi Chandrama, more cooling than the sandalwood paste is the moon beams, the night sky. But however,
Chandra Chandana Yor Madhye. There is something which is more cooling than sandalwood and moonbeams. For that we have to chant the verse again.
Chandanam Sheetalam Loke.
Chandanam Sheetalam Loke.
Chandanatati Chandrama.
Chandanatati Chandrama.
Chandra Chandana Yor Madhye. Sheetala Sadhu Sangati.
Sheetala Sadhu Sangati.
More cooling than sandalwood are the moonbeams. But the most cooling thing that ever exists is the association of sadhus, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Because in their association, all this fire gets peaceful. Lust, greed, envy, anger, hunger, everything. All the fire is put off. All the fire is put off. So now it is described. It is described by Srila Rupa Goswami. There is a medicinal herb called as Ushira plant. It's an Ayurvedic herb. And when you put it in water overnight, and then it is used, it cools down the body. Rupa Goswami Pad writes, when Mother Yashoda embraces Krishna to her heart, Krishna feels the cooling of Chandan, Chandrama, Sadhu Sangati, and the cooling effect of the Ushira herb. All of that put together and much more is the loving motherly embrace of Mother Yashoda that baby Gopal relishes while he is in the arms of his mother. How sweet. It is described one time Mother Yashoda was holding baby Gopal in her arms and one sadhu came. He came for alms. He was a very thin sadhu. Srila Prabhupada writes this in Nectar of Devotion, this pastime. Mother Yashoda was holding baby Gopal and there was a knock at the door. So she opened the door and there was a thin sadhu. He was a little older and he had a gunny sack on his back and a begging bowl. Vikrandehi. Bhavati Vikrandehi. He came for alms, Madhukari. Mother Yashoda understood he's a sadhu. I need to give some prasadam. But Gopal, baby Gopinath. When our little Gopinath saw this sadhu for the first time, he got scared. Because this sadhu had big beard and mustache and like different types of tilak. And he was very thin and he had a stick and a begging bowl and a gunny sack. So he started moving. So Mother Yashoda had held Krishna and she opened the door and she was talking to the sadhu. Now Krishna's here. So Krishna started turning towards the back of Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda said, why are you scared? He's a sadhu. Krishna said, don't bring me close to him. Mother Yashoda said, what's the problem? Krishna said, what if he puts me in that gunny sack? Prabhupada writes this first time. What if he puts me in that gunny sack? Mother Yashoda said, then what will happen? Nothing is going to happen. If he puts it in the gunny sack, what will happen? Krishna said, oh Maya, what if he takes me forever? I will be separated from you. Please don't do anything that will separate you and me. So immediately Mother Yashoda pulled Krishna like this and gave Madhukari. There is a parallel story with Nanda Baba also. Nanda Baba once was holding baby Gopal. And a palmist came. He who reads the lines in the palm. Samudrika Lakshana Shastra. Face reading, palm reading, ityadi. So Nanda Baba was holding baby Gopal. This palmist came. He said, can I serve anybody in Vrindavan? Nanda Baba said, we are all fine. Can you see the baby palm of my Gopal? So the palmist looked. That small lotus petal like little small palm with no developed lines. So the palmist said, how can I read anything here? After a few years, when the lines are developed, I will read. Nanda Baba said, I just want to know one thing. The palmist said, I can astrologically generate the chart and tell you if you want. Nanda Baba said, okay. So he very quickly generated the chart and he looked at the chart and the Palmist astrologer was amazed because he understood this person is not the one under the grahas, he is the one who has created the grahas. So he looked at Gopal. He looked at Gopal, this astrologer. And Nanda Baba asked, I have just one question. Can you tell me how long will my child live? I hope he has Dirgayu. And one more thing I want to ask. Will he grow up to be a good king taking care of all my cows? Dhyaush Chandrarkha Nakshatra Kham Dishabhu Mahodadhi Vasudevasya Viryena Vidrutani Mahatmana Sa Sura Sura Gandharva Sa Yaksha Uraga Rakshasam Jagat Vashe Sarvamidam Krishnasya Sacharacharam. Bhishma Dev in the Vishnu Sahasranam, while leaving his body, when Krishna is present in front of Bhishma Dev's lotus eyes, Bhishma Dev tells the Pandavas, do you know who this Krishna is? He says, this is the same Krishna. Dyauscha Chandrarkha Nakshatra Kham Dishabhu Mahodadhi. The directions, the sky, the earth, water, fire, air, ether, the mountains, the oceans, Sura, Asura, Gandharva, Yaksha, Uraga, Rakshasam, Jagat, Vashe, Sarvamidam, Krishna se sachara acharam. Jinke vash mein sab kuch hai, this is that Vasudev. This is that Krishna. And now Nanda Maharaj is asking, will he grow up to take care of my cows? And the palmist doesn't know what to say, because as far as life, Krishna is eternal. As far as owning cows, Krishna owns everything. So the astrologer smiled. He didn't know what to say, because if he says the truth, it will break, or at least he's attempting to break Nanda Maharaj's parental love. And if he doesn't say that and says something else, then it is lie. So in such circumstances, the palmist astrologer, he smiled and he said, he will live long. It is described, looking at Krishna's bodily beauty. When Krishna was growing up, locks of soft black curly hair were jumping onto his eyes. Krishna's eyes were like lotus petals. And these locks of soft black bumblebee hair were trying to drink the nectar of that beauty. Krishna's hair was like bumblebee, honeybee, drinking the honey of Krishna's lotus petal like eyes. It was jumping. Mother Yashoda would bind it on the top like this. And Krishna would jump around all day playing with his friends, and that would loosen. And when he comes home, Krishna is moving and looking at everyone, and the lotus of Krishna's face, the lotus of his eyes are with the nectar of his innocence is attracting the honeybees of his beautiful black hair. It is described Krishna's eyes have multi-layer kajal that Mother Yashoda pulls up to the ear. And on the forehead, Mother Yashoda puts tilak with cow dung and cow urine. Because he's going to be the king of Vrindavan. Isi dhuli se aaj lala ko tilak hoga. This is for the forehead. And this is for the hair and the eyes. And it's described Krishna's eyes started looking even more beautiful with age. They started getting redder. Reddish and whitish tinge. Very beautiful. With compassion. Always filled with moist tears. Then it is described Mother Yashoda would place a nice pearl nose ring in the septum or the septum of his nose. There used to be a nice white pearl nose ring. And when Mother Yashoda would say something, Krishna would smile. And it would seem as if the smile is coming from behind the pearl nose ring. And then sometimes when Mother Yashoda would say something, Krishna would smile, and with his teeth, he would hold on to his lips. And then at that time the acharyas described Krishna's teeth would be like moonbeams. And the reddish lips would be like the crimson red color on the moon. Drishtva kumudavantam akhanda mandalam jagau kalam vamadrisham manoharam. Bhagavatam describes when Krishna was dancing on the night of Rasa Leela, the moon which is white had reddish color, reddish white, pinkish complexion. So the white moon-like teeth was mixing with the reddish color of his lips. Then it is described Mother Yashoda, every morning she would wake up and chant many mantras, praying to Vishnu, praying to Narasimhadev, please protect my Gopal. Whatever prarabdha is there from so many lifetimes in his patrika, please put all of that in my name. She's praying to who? Nrisingadev. For the protection of? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. It is described Mother Yashoda would put sometimes some kavacha also around Krishna's arms, around his waist, sometimes on the neck. And would say, when you go into the forest, hold Balaram's hand very tightly. No going here and there. Krishna says, okay, I will not go anywhere. I'll sit at home. No, you go. But in the forest, you don't go anywhere. Okay, Maya, enough rules. Can I go now? Okay, one last rule. No climbing trees, okay? Because you'll climb trees, you know to climb, but you don't know how to get down. You'll climb up there and you'll sit on the branch and cry. Then Balaram has to climb. Then both of you don't know how to get down. Then one of us has to come. Then we will get you down. So no climbing. Krishna says, okay, I'll not climb. Can I at least take a fruit? Mother Yashoda says, no taking fruit. Sometimes some snakes are wrapped around the branch. They bite the fruit. Fruit becomes poisonous. No eating those fruits. Okay. Now can I go? Okay, one last condition. No jumping into water. You don't know to swim. Okay, I'll not jump into water. Can I go now? Maya, please, can I go? Okay, one last. No getting into caves. Because you can't come out. What if somebody blocks you? Krishna said, I remember that story you told me. Wali. No, I will not enter caves. Can I go? Okay, one last. No going under the sun. You don't need a suntan. Okay, I'll not. Now I am... Can I go? I am going. Can I go? One last. Don't forget to tightly hold the little finger of Dau Bhaiya, Balaram. No leaving. Okay? Wherever you go, he will protect you. Balaram turned to Mother Yashoda. And Balaram said, can we go now? Mother Yashoda said, on one condition. Promise me, you will protect my Gopal. Balaram said, oh mother, I give you my word. I will protect Krishna like how the eyelids protect the eyeball. It is described that as Krishna was growing up, Mother Yashoda would ask Krishna interesting questions. Mother Yashoda would ask, what is the name of the one whom you like? Nanda Baba would also sit. Tell me. Whom do you like the most? So Krishna would say, Mata. So Nanda Baba would say, okay. Nanda Baba would say, let me ask the question again.
Whom do you like the most? Krishna said, Mata.
Oh, mother?
Krishna said, no. Ma means Mata. Ta means Tata. Mother and father, Mata.
I like both of you. This verse has been given here. Then Mother Yashoda would ask Krishna interesting questions. And with this, in about 5 minutes, we will conclude. Because we don't want to disrupt the schedule. Whatever my Baladev Prabhu tells me, I am holding on to his little finger.
Maybe 5 more minutes.
So Mother Yashoda would ask Krishna, please everyone chant.
Ishita kim jagatyamam.
Ishita kim jagatyamam.
Bandhun pasyasi na kimam.
Bandhun pasyasi na kimam.
Ityadi matru sutayo.
Ityadi matru sutayo.
Samvadavat abhut iha.
Samvadavat abhut iha.
Mother Yashoda would ask Krishna,
Ishita kim jagatyam? After growing up, will you do something big in this world?
Krishna would say, Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Bandhun pasyasi na kim? Won't you protect all your friends?
Yes.
Ityadi matru sutayo samvadavat abhut iha. This is as far as the conversation would go. Mother Yashoda would ask questions and Krishna would say, Because that's the only thing he had learned.
Acharyas say, actually Krishna was saying, Om. Pranava sarva vedeshu. He was saying, Om, 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 Om. One devotee says, he was actually saying Om, but if you keep saying Om, 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 it becomes Mom, Mom, Mom.
Then Mother Yashoda would tell Krishna so many things. Teach him stories, riddles, jokes, poetry. And Krishna would repeat. How would he repeat? Shastra says, please kindly repeat.
Agyatavacham.
Agyatavacham.
Shukhavat patantam.
Agyatavacham Shukhavat Patantam. Whatever Mother Yashoda would teach him, Shukhavat Patantam. Like a parrot, Krishna would repeat. He wouldn't understand, but he would just repeat. And in the middle, as Mother Yashoda would keep speaking, Krishna had a habit. What was the habit?
Vishesha Pritcha.
Vishesha Pritcha.
Krititar Janikam.
Dhatri Janadhya.
Dhatri Pitavak
Pracharam.
Vrajasya Bhagyam.
Paritasmarami.
Mother Yashoda would keep teaching, would teach Krishna stories and Krishna would repeat. Line by line. Mother Yashoda is saying, so you know then Ram had a wife. And Ram went for a forest. And then Ram, he fought the battle and went back to Ayodhya. So Krishna would keep repeating like a parrot. And as a result, sometimes things would not be clear in his mind as far as the story is concerned. So as Mother Yashoda continues, Vishesha Pritcha Kriti Tarjanikam. Again and again with his Tarjani Mane, this forefinger. So Krishna would lift his forefinger again and again. Mother Yashoda would say, what happened? But you said, like this? Then how that became like this? Then Mother Yashoda would answer, did you understand Krishna? Yes, yes. And then again, like parrot, he would repeat. And then after again, sometime he would put his finger up. And in this way, Vrajasya Bhagyam Paritasmarami. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad says, I remember the source of all fortune. He who asked questions, later solved everybody's questions through the Gita.
So even the Bhagavad Gita
kirtanam happened from Krishna's lotus lips. Yes, swayam padmanabhasya mukhapadmad vinisritaha. Kirtanam is not possible without shravanam. So Mother Yashoda taught Krishna. Therefore Krishna could speak Gita. So even Bhagavad Gita is an offering of Krishna's love to his mother, Mother Yashoda. Actually, one time it is so beautiful, and with this I would conclude. Should I stop now? So when Srila Prabhupada came to Boston, it is described, His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj and others, they would do a very beautiful voice-over, dramatic audio representation of the Krishna book. They would go, and that used to be aired on the local radio station. So regularly, once a week, they would go to the studio and they would read Krishna book, but in a very dramatic way. Like Satswarup Maharaj would play Krishna, and let's say one Mataji would play Mother Yashoda, etc. And they recorded so many chapters like that. So when Srila Prabhupada came to Boston, he was told about this radio service. So Prabhupada said, I would like to tune in and hear what is being read today. And it was the pastime of Kaliya, Krishna and Kaliya. And Krishna was caught in the coils of Kaliya. And the Mataji who was doing the voiceover, she was doing the voiceover for Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda's pangs of separation and anxiety that a mother has when her child, Krishna, is caught between the coils of Kaliya. She was screaming. She was yelling, screaming with anxiety, with pangs of stress and separation. She wanted her Gopal back. And those emotions were dramatically expressed by this Mataji. So Srila Prabhupada was listening. And at the end, he said, who is that devotee who is doing voiceover for Mother Yashoda? So they said a certain name. Prabhupada said, please call her. I have something to say to her. So when that Mataji got to know, she was scared. Prabhupada heard it and he heard me do it. And now Prabhupada wants to see not everyone but just me. So she went. She offered her obeisances. Prabhupada had his eyes closed and he looked at her and his eyes were brimming with tears. And Srila Prabhupada said, continue to cry for Krishna like this. He said, I heard your voiceover of Mother Yashoda. He said, Krishna loves his mother. Continue to cry for Krishna like this. Your life will be successful. This is the position of Mother Yashoda. Such beautiful position of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda has so much protective instinct for Krishna that she would put a gold necklace around the chest of Krishna with a tiger nail. The claws of a tiger. The nail of a tiger like this. With the intention that if any ghost, Brahma Rakshasa Yakshanam Durotsarana Karanam, if there's any Brahma Rakshasa, any ghost haunting into Krishna's body, then may this tiger nail chew everyone away. This is Mother Yashoda's love. Srila Rupa Goswami writes, Mother Yashoda has so much love for Krishna. Please hear this very carefully. This is so beautiful. This is really beautiful. Srila Rupa Goswami explains, Mother Yashoda has so much love for Krishna that if Krishna is the rain cloud, Mother Yashoda is the Chataka Pakshi. If Krishna is the moon, then Mother Yashoda is the Chakora Pakshi. Sukha se he sukha, Shri Hari Mukha, Pahata hi bhuka taha nahi geli. Bhetali, bhetali, vithai, mauli, vasana, jiva, tilini wali. Chandrasi chakor, meghasi mayur, vate taisa bhar anandata. Nama mane, paap, taap, dukha gele sukha bolavena.
अमेरिका मध्ये असताना इथपर्यंत येतं. मराठी बोलणारे महाराष्ट्र नाही येत इथे, बाहेर निघत नाही संतवाणी, पण इथे बसलं की श्रील रूप गोस्वामी राईट्स, मदर यशोदा हॅज सो मच लव्ह फॉर कृष्णा. All mothers may be able to relate to this and way beyond. Rupa Goswami writes, Mother Yashoda has so much love for Gopal. If she has to stand on fire to see the face of Krishna, she prefers to do that all her life. Just to see the face of Krishna, if Mother Yashoda has to stand on forest fire all her life, she is ready to do that. On the other hand, it is described so beautifully. Even if she is drowning in the ocean of nectar, but if she cannot see the smiling face of Krishna, then that ocean is like arsenic poison. For her, her life revolves around selfless, loving service to Krishna. Our purport for today was on that. How to serve Krishna with no ulterior agenda. And who can be a greater example than Krishna's mother herself, who is loving Krishna unlimitedly. Therefore, to conclude,
अहो अहो भीर नकलेर विधूयते सुधा सुधारा मधुरं पदे पदे दिने दिने चंदन चंद्र शीतले यशो यशोदा तनयस्य गीयते.
इट इज सेड अहो अहो वीर न कलेर विधूयते सुधा सुधारा मधुरम पदे पदे. द सन, द स्कॉर्चिंग हीट ऑफ द सन ऑफ कलियुगा हैज नो इफेक्ट ऑन अ पर्सन हु दिने दिने चंदन चंद्र शीतले यशो यशोदा तनयस्य गीयते. It is described the scorching heat of Kali Yuga, the distress, the pain, the anarthas, the aparad, the effect of Kali Yuga is not found. On the other hand, the person's body is smeared with sandalwood paste and he is basking in the moonbeams of the full moon and he feels so comforted at every step. Who is this person? Yasho, Yashoda, Tanayasya Giyate. Who sings, hears, reads and meditates on the loving relationship that Gopal shares with his mother, Mother Yashoda. Having said this, in the interest of the time and the schedule, I would beg forgiveness from all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis for any mistakes that may have occurred during the discussion, during the service. So many wonderful senior Vaishnavas present here. So many Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present here. I beg at all of your lotus feet, please forgive me. Please offer your blessings. May what we discuss paint the canvas of our heart with the colors of selfless service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. There is nothing else. There is no other treasure in our heart than to love and express that love through service. And at the end of service, what we desire is more service. This is all that we aspire for. I offer my obeisances at all of your lotus feet. And please offer your blessings. Thank you.
Last but not the least, thank you. Last but not the least, I would like to express my gratitude, my prostrated obeisances in complete surrender, obedience, submission, respectful surrender and affection at the lotus feet of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who through decades and decades of instructions, Harikatha, Harikirtan, Yatra, by His personal example and such Vaishnav culture, has generated waves and tides of oceanic explosion all around the world as a wonderful, pure representative of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. To Maharaj's lotus feet, I offer my obeisances and I express my gratitude lifetime after lifetime. To Srila Prabhupada, who gave us this temple by pointing his stick in the direction. Srila Prabhupada, who created temples after temples, not just outside but also the temples in our hearts. He gave us the books, He gave us the classes, He gave us His disciples, He gave us the deities, He gave us the holy name, He gave us the Vaishnava bhajans, He gave us the prasadam, He gave us each other. To Srila Prabhupada and all His wonderful disciples, headed by His crazy Adhubar Prabhu, we offer our obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I am not trying to do kirtan, don't worry. Hare Krishna, so nice, so sweet. I mean, we are just short of words, right? I was hearing, let's take something from Amarendra Prabhu and give it back to him. I was hearing a class of Amarendra Prabhu recently, and he was mentioning a very beautiful point that Dhruva Maharaj, he aspired to have the best and the biggest position in the whole universe, right? And then he went forward to tapasya. And after 6 months of tapasya, imbued with devotional service, then finally when he saw Krishna, he said, all that I was aspiring is like broken piece of glasses. So Prabhu was mentioning that Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, has come to give all of us. And he is presenting that Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada has given Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada has given all the commentaries of Acharyas in Srimad Bhagavatam. And if that Srimad Bhagavatam someone can speak so sweetly, why not every day? Right? Chandramani Swami Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna. Devotees can keep sitting so that the further program can be announced. If you sit down, then everyone can see what's happening there, right? Sab log baith jaiye. Kripaya karke sab log baith jaiye. So while you're all sitting down nicely, you all agree that we are all devotees in the temple hall here. And not in Grand Road Elevation. Bad day. Please sit down. But I know everyone wants to put a Facebook page, his own page, with a photo of Amarendra Prabhu. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So, Jai. So, we are all are planning soon to begin our Damodar month, right? We are planning that we'll come to temple every day to offer Kartik Diya lamps. We are planning that we'll go to Vrindavan, right? We all are planning something for Damodar month is going to come. What a beautiful beginning in Radha Gopinath temple that we have been hearing nectar of Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna. This is 2023 Damodar month beginning in a very unique way. We hope and pray that we could remember what Prabhuji has said and we can also remember throughout Damodar month. We hope and pray that Prabhuji comes back here. You all want Prabhuji to come back here? So thank you, Amarendra Prabhu, for your wonderful, beautiful discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of Mother Yashoda. And such a wonderful atmosphere, right? Sadhu Sangha. We have Chandramuri Maharaj, Yadubar Prabhu, Amarendra Prabhu, and each one of you here. So, I think so no one wants to get up now, right? So now we will ask Chandramuri Maharaj to speak something. It's like icing on the cake now. And Yadubar Prabhu, he hardly speaks, but he is good for his kirtan. So Yadubar Prabhu will lead kirtan after that.
I'm speechless. What can I say after that unlimited flow of oceanic sweet nectar flowing from the lotus lips of Amarendra Prabhu? Just so deep in the Mother Yasoda's love for Krishna and Krishna's love for Mother Yasoda. Was it just like a little hors d'oeuvre getting us ready for the Kartik mood? I don't know what to say. Why I am is I'm so happy just to hear what I just heard. But I think we're all blessed by his association. Riva! 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 Such souls are very rare in this world, and when they come, they always give us something that we all take with us for the rest of our life and ultimately brings us back to the eternal abode of Krishna, and that is their love for Krishna as they describe it according to their own level of understanding. It's so sweet. What can I say? All I can say is I was in a Gupta mood. I was hiding. Didn't want to ruin the whole thing by a so I was in the mood of just listening with three ears, and two ears here, and another one right here. Shiva has three eyes, but I had three ears today. I don't know what else to say except that we would look forward to doing a little bit of the mood, creating that same mood that Amarendra gave to us about his love for Mother Yasoda's and love for Mother, for Krishna. It was so amazing to hear it. Of course, some of the Sanskrit verses, all I could do was bask in the melodious tune of it. I couldn't understand it, but it was because the tune was so melodious and because it was full of devotion spoken in that same way, that I was enjoying that also, although I couldn't understand exactly the words. But Prabhupada used to say when his devotees would come and he would be speaking to groups of people and he would be speaking in Hindi, and some of our disciples, the Prabhupada's disciples, they would want to leave and do something else. Prabhupada said, "No, you sit. this is transcendental sound. You just hear. That's all." And I think that was, part of the purification process that we understand, we hear from the lotus lips of a pure devotee. And even if we don't understand, it goes to the heart, it affects the mind, and it awakens devotion. So all I can say is I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here today and to hear such nectar. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So we will kindly escort Yadubar Prabhu on the Vyasasan so we can lead Kirtan. And hold on. We are all Vaishnavas in the temple hall. Please behave properly. Okay? If you want to please him, that's what he has asked me. So please don't look for your selfies and photos only. Just be in the Kirtan. Yadubar Prabhu is a very senior Srila Prabhupada disciple. Be in tune with where he is singing. Be with him and take part in the Sankirtan and be where you are. And kindly please chant and dance and not just... Okay, Hare Krishna. So can someone get harmonium for Yadubar Prabhu? Yeah. Hari Bol, can someone help? Ulta, ulta. Come from here. Come from this side. Remove the mic. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram, Hare Hare. Just before we start, I'd like to say a few words. I'm actually come from London and visiting with my wife Vishakha Devi. Well, I came on a mission, and that mission is to help make Prabhupada known as India's greatest spiritual ambassador to the world. And we're trying to do that through the distribution of the Hare Krishna movie, The Life of Prabhupada. We have it now in all 8 major Indian languages. So we'd like to work on that. Maybe you can all help in a small way to distribute that movie as far as possible in all the languages. So thank you very much for participating in this Krishna consciousness movement, for being here. And it's wonderful to be back. Hare Krishna. Namo Krishna 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 Mase Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Krishna Vadaya Krishna Krishna Sarasvati Deva Paravani Krishna,
Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.
Jai Ho Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jai Prabhu Pada.
Jai Go Hari Go Hari Go Thank you very much. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna, there are some lost objects, whoever lost it, it has been deposited in sound system department, they can come and claim their object by identifying Hare Krishna. Kuch cheeze jo kho gayi hain, wo mili hain aur sound system ke paas jama hai, jin kisi ka bhi hai, wo aakar yahan claim kar sakte hain apne pehchan ke dwara, Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, mine, mobile and wallet.